Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome live to CUTV News Radio Worldwide. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Great to have you with us today. It is Thursday. It is March 30th, 2017. It is 8 p.m. in the evening. This is our primetime edition of CUTV News Radio Live. It is 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we hope your day has been going well. We do appreciate you making us a part of your day. We always get great feedback from our listeners, and we love chatting with our guests because even as host, I learn so much from the people that we have a rare and exclusive opportunity to feature, celebrate, showcase, and really connect with here on our show. Our special guest this evening has been on our broadcast the last several weeks with an extensive series with us here exclusively on CUTV News Radio, and we're very, very excited to have her with us. Her name is Barbara Ann Rose, and she is unbelievably energetic, enthusiastic, passionate. She really cares about people deeply. She loves connecting with people, inspiring people, and giving people a positive perspective, a positive outlook on life, because life can really throw a lot of things at you. And she, like all of us, has been through life and life's experiences. Barbara Ann Rose helps women, men, and couples gain a better understanding of how things like sexuality and sensuality and spirituality are all connected. That's right. Sometimes you might think it's all separate. Nope. All connected. And according to Barbara, taking the time to explore our sexuality and sensuality is really a path to empowerment. Barbara Ann says that everything that she does is focused on the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit. Now, you may have heard that those are connected. There is truth in that. They are. And she wants to connect with you, the listener, the person who may be searching, the person who might need to go to the next level. She can help you connect with yourself. A lot of times the answers to some of our problems in life are deep within. We just don't know how to tap in to be able to bring them to the surface. Barbara Ann Rose is an expert of really accomplishing that and doing it in such a compassionate way. Everyone is searching for the silver bullet, the one diet, the exercise program that's going to fix everything, that miracle beauty cream, that hairstyle. I mean, we're always looking for all these different things. Well, it's no wonder people gain all their weight back when it comes to wanting to get in shape. And then usually they gain more. Kind of like when you win the lottery and then you blow all that money and then you're in debt. While sometimes this can be a similar situation, they're not addressing the fundamental issues that are deep inside. Barbara Ann Rose has recently developed a revolutionary new workout program designed specially for women. Now, this workout program, which we have been talking about the last several weeks here on CUTV News Radio, so you can go back in our archives if you missed anything with the previous broadcasts. There's a whole series of them on our shows. The workout program helps women empower themselves by deeply exploring the self. As a personal trainer, she says she's found most workout programs don't even focus on getting to the root of what put you in the position in the first place. And that's what I like about it. She doesn't treat symptoms. She tries to prevent. She tries to help people before things happen. You know, and everybody wants to have a great body. When you tap into yourself, as I said earlier, you can feel your own body and your own energy moving inside you. It's really incredible that the work that she does. It makes you stronger, more confident, more empowered. And when you are, oh boy, the world's challenges that get coming your way, you'll be able to handle them in a more effective way. She says it's all about authenticity, reconnecting with who you really are and feeling yourself from the inside out. Really incredible. Her website, I want to mention it. We'll mention it a couple of times during the show. You want to go to it. I perused it before tonight's broadcast. It's really incredible. TheSpaceBetweenTheThorns.com. Isn't that a cool name? TheSpaceBetweenTheThorns.com is the website. Great place to start your connection with Barbara Ann Rose, our special guest. But we've got a lot to tackle tonight, so let's dive right in and welcome back to CU TV News Radio Live our very special guest, Ann Rose. She happens to be in a wonderful location of beautiful Newark, Delaware. Barbara Ann, welcome to our show. It's great to have you with us once again. Good evening.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Good evening to you, too.
You had a wonderful day, I heard, too, huh? Positive, exciting
yes.
day. That's a
yes.
That is
yes.
terrific. That is what we want to hear. Now, I've been talking about all this incredible work that you do. You're a licensed massage therapist, founder of Goddess of the Rose, where you offer a divine touch massage to help women, men, and couples gain better understanding of those three things, sexuality, sensuality, spirituality, how they're all connected. It's really beautiful work that you do. How did you, in case anybody is listening for the first time with our primetime episode tonight, how did you first, what inspiration in your life do you think, in your own life's journey, Barbara Ann, pointed you in the direction of wanting to do this kind of work where you're helping people, you're connecting with people? I mean, you're a mentor, a coach, a speaker, a published author, a lot of different things, but what do you think drives you to want to do this work so beautifully?
As you're talking about that and saying that, what the one thing that was coming to mind that was really plays a big part in all this is actually when I was going through my divorce. We had three young children at the time. And you know how sometimes the mother and the father, they're separated, and the kid and, you know, in their little safe house and place, and the advocate, you know, transfers the children from one parent to the other parent. So that's on a particular day where that was happening. I remember sitting down in the room, and some people may believe this, but anyway, I felt like I heard God, spirit, something, you know, just kind of speak to me and say, "You are going to help men in a spiritual way." And when I heard that, at the time, I didn't want to believe it because I was going through a horrific divorce. And I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. I'm going to help men. No, not right now. But
yeah.
I still let it be there in my mind. And that inspired me as I continued to work with them on them. My hands would just flow on the body, and they had a life of their own. And then I started this creation because my arms, my hands started doing things that they normally wouldn't do. Like, I didn't know where really it was coming from. I could see this beautiful move just happen, and that would happen over and over and over and over again. And then I finally decided I need to put a name to this. And then the Goddess of the Rose was born in 2009. So that's how that all started.
I love the name, too. I think it's such a great name. Goddess of the Rose, such a perfect name.
Goddess of the Rose. Well, I did want to use my name in it, so that's where the rose is. And I'm a goddess. It just made sense. It just made sense. Goddess of the Rose. And then during the massage, as I continued to do my massage work and to be around men and work with men, I got to know them more. And I got to find out, I started to believe that there were some good ones out there. I had hope. It gave me hope. And getting to know them and be with them and being with their mind and getting information from them, having information from them, learning about them. And it made me see and realize that there are a lot of men in pain.
Mm.
whether not physical pain so much, but I mean an emotionally, and how they have a hard time speaking about such things, but they were able to speak about certain things, you know, with me. And through that, over the course of the years, I started coming up with the coaching and the mentoring and then the weekend retreats within, you know, just the past couple of years, adding that into my work, because I could see the power that was there. I could understand that I want to help these people. I want to help the couples. I want them to stay together. I want to help them stay together, and I want to teach them on how to do that through massaging, through helping them speak differently so that the wife or the partner is more open to listening, and vice versa.
When your clients come to you, do you think there's a thread? Do they usually, are they going through a lot of the same issues that you find, or does it really run across the board? There's all kinds of different things going on in their life, and they're coming to you sometimes maybe at their wit's end, or they've tried all these other things, or they feel as though they're, you know, at their last gasp when they come to you. What is it usually like, the state of the client when they come to you for the services and almost a rescue in a way?
They want something deeper.
Yeah.
Something real.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yep.
Come across
I
with.
Think we all do, don't we? And deep down in, we all want a sense of purpose in our lives, don't we?
Belonging and cared for. Nurtured, loved. It all comes down to love.
Do you find
in
our society... It
always comes down to love and forgiveness.
It really comes down to love. That's right. Do you find...
Love and forgiveness.
In our fast-paced, technologically driven social media, apps, cell phones, all the things that are going on, that people are... feeling as though they're pulling apart, they're pulling away from each other because we're becoming so technologically oriented as opposed to being in the room with the person, spending time with the person. We're in such a ramped up, fast-paced world now, and everything is tweeting and posting and, you know, following all this other
right.
stuff. As the human condition, the human experience, are we... suffering from that? Do you find your clients, do you find people in general are looking for a sense of purpose? Yeah, it's making an impact, right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's more...
It's a good thing to have. I mean, technology is a wonderful thing, but when we are constantly on it, it's taking it away from our own selves too, and it's when it takes away from the relationship of ourself, and therefore it's going to take away from the relationships that we're having with other people if we're not going to have some kind of boundary, some kind of harmony, or, you know what I mean, balance. That's the word I'm looking for. Balance.
Yes, that's right. Balance is very important, isn't it, in life?
It's easy to get stuck into it, to be pulled into those kind of things with technology.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about some of the incredible work. Again, if people are listening to our show for the very first time and perhaps they haven't had a chance to hear any of the previous broadcasts, you've had great access within the world of getting the word out and really sharing your story and sharing the incredible work that you do, Barbara Ann, whether it be on radio, articles in the newspapers, on stage as a competitor, speaking at companies and businesses and religious institutions. Tell us about that. Some of the speaking engagements that you do, such as like Mensa Group and churches and so much more. I think that's fascinating. You even spoke at I had an opportunity to do that recently too, speaking at an elementary school, and that is so cool when you get to do that because you're inspiring young minds Tell us about your speaking engagements and your involvement with media and things of that nature. That's fascinating.
I've always liked to be on stage. Like the first time when I was on stage, was when I did amateur bodybuilding competitions around 2001, 2000, you know, and 2003 too. And it gave me a thrill. I was nervous as heck, but when I went on stage and did my performance as a bodybuilder, I also did beauty competitions and Venus Hawaiian Tropic swimsuit competitions and amateur figure competition, which was in 2005. And I absolutely loved being able to see the transformation of my body and being up on stage and just prancing myself around in a bathing suit.
Yes.
You know, knowing like all eyes are on me. I enjoyed that. And when I spoke at Dade Bearing, it was several years ago, back when I was a personal trainer, and the focus was on exercise, proper exercise. It's mindfulness. And that's the most scared, I think, that I have ever been. Because as I saw the people starting to walk, I was there first, and one of my friends, Pam, the lady, one of the girls that worked there at Dade Bearing, it's now Siemens now, more people were coming in, and then the room was packed. There must have been, I don't know, 300 people or so. I mean, that may not sound like very many, but 300, 400 people. I was so scared, but I made it through, and it was a full hour, and I had a blast. There were a few people in there that I already knew, so I kept my eyes engaged on different sections, you know, of the audience. I knew to do that, to face them, and to face in the different directions to gauge them and give. And any time that I speak, it's engagement, not just with them, but them with me. You know, I want them to have some laughter. If it's a serious subject, I want to poke fun at myself.
Right.
And in print, when I was on radio with WDEL, which is located in Wilmington, Delaware, I've been on that station several times, and that was a blast each and every time. So I have some experience with being on radio and being on stage and the speaking as well with the Mensa group. And I was invited to that. So actually each one of these things, and whether it was newspaper, speaking, print, no matter what it was, they were reaching out to me, and then I could accept or not accept. And I found that fascinating as well. I was always invited.
Yeah, you love engaging with people and really sharing with people, and I think that's tremendous. There's also been newspaper articles too, right?
Yes. Yeah. When my book came out in 2012, the Cecil Wig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that came out in 2012. Barbara Ann, you still there? Barbara Ann. She's just talking about her book. Well, let's see if we can dial out again and while we're here, and hopefully we can get Barbara Ann back. Sometimes we're just talking about the craziness of technology. Sometimes things happen. Birds fly through the air and take the signal away. But while we're trying to reach her once again, I will also have an opportunity to tell you about her website, The Space Between the Thorns. Again, the website is thespacebetweenthethorns.com. And there you can learn about everything that she's doing, the speaking engagements, about the book. All right, we're making connection here. And
hello.
Welcome back. And we were
Tim,
just talking about
technology,
weren't we? Technology,
see? Yes,
it'll get you every time. It'll get you. It thinks it's your friend, and then it'll get you every time. Well, I was telling him about your website.
And then we got disconnected.
That's funny. I was telling them, you know, to go to the website
yes.
for more about your speaking engagements, everything going on. But you were talking about the newspaper articles, and you were talking about the book. Say, and you got cut off at the point where you were naming the title of the book.
Oh.
Tell the audience who might not be aware the title of the book.
Okay. My book is Angel Works, Soaring from Abuse to Love, Forgiveness, and Enlightenment. And I wrote that in 2012. So the first, Cecil Wigg, they interviewed me because of the book, and then WDAL, you know, on radio. And also, actually before that, when I was a personal trainer, the News Journal had interviewed me. And I think that was around in 2006 for working out and nutrition was the subject matter.
That's terrific.
And I also, there was also
television.
An article written for right. When I was doing my book, there was an article written for possible publication in Focus on Women magazine, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and then another one somewhere in Ireland, but I can't recall who that company
yeah.
was, but that was on.
That's exciting, too. And then exercise show for seniors in Wilmington and the Bean infomercial. And
oh, that's right.
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah, huh? Lots.
Yeah, I had forgotten that I did that little television show for Channel 22 in Wilmington, and that was for the senior fitness show back in 2003.
Oh boy!
And then of
was
course, well, Greenhouse. Yeah, I was nervous as heck. It was my very first time doing something like that with a camera on me.
Well,
Greenhouse
sure.
International, I was the director of fitness for, I was a personal trainer, the nutritional consultant for Greenhouse International. And that was about the Bean East Coast infomercial. So I'm like the go-to person behind that. To go to
yeah.
personal trainer and handled everything around that infomercial.
The whole wow! Just for our audience who are tuning
in, and that
in,
was
just
a dream
the
come
breath.
True.
I'm sure, and it's just showing people the breadth and scope of your outreach through the media and through one-on-one, also on stage appearances
mm-hmm.
too. You competed in bodybuilding, swimsuit, beauty, figure as well.
Yes. And a model for the Elkton Art Center, and several interviews from a modeling company, actually, Dallas Modeling
wow.
Company. It's like three or
yeah.
four interviews from them. Each
yeah.
time they want to
wow.
be, but the, you know, the person who makes
yeah.
the decision, apparently, it just didn't work out. But that, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, of course, having a presence these days, more than just being in a room these days, a social media footprint. You're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest. How can people find you
yes.
In other ways other than the website which we mentioned? Tell us about that, your social media profiles.
Other than my social media profiles and my websites, I would just say Google Barbara Ann Rose.
Yeah, it all comes
and
up from
all
there.
All sorts of things will pop up.
Now, on your Twitter and your LinkedIn and your Facebook and your Pinterest, are those all under Barbara Ann Rose so people can find you there? Or
yes.
are they under different name?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, good. So people
I like
know
to
that.
Stay with my author name. Yeah.
Yes, right, exactly.
I like people to know me as Barbara Ann Rose.
Exactly right. But there's a lot of other things, too. There's and that's so people know it's Barbara, and then it's A-N-N-E. There's an E, Rose, R-O-S-E. So it's the Ann is A-N-N-E, Barbara Ann with the E, Rose, for Twitter, for LinkedIn, YouTube as well, Facebook. But
yes.
there's also Beachbody products and Shakeology and Beachbody Cleanse and essential oils and a whole host of other things, too, that you're involved with, right?
Yes, correct.
Wow.
I love...
When do you sleep?
Since I work out, since I enjoy working out, I do the beach body. I do a lot of the beach body workouts as well as going to the gym. And
yeah.
the essential oils are amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. So that's terrific. You really have something for everybody. I mean, you are transcending body, mind, and spirit, and you're putting it all together. Even goddessoftherose.com, that's another area for people to really delve in. That's a wonderful extension of your sites as well. I mean, you really get into some
Thank
wonderful
you.
Description and testimonials and all the services that you do. And I mean, for somebody who's so involved in the breadth of what you do, you really, this is full on for you. This is your life. This is your calling, isn't it?
It is part of my calling, for sure. All of everything combined makes it, I'm going forward, for sure. And I want to be in the entertainment industry again, because I had so much fun. I feel more, I kind of feel at home in the entertainment industry, where
right.
I'm out there and talking, where people can hear me, see me, feel me. You know what I mean? It's important.
Yes. Well, because you're really working with people who are seeking really a higher awareness, right? They don't want to just go through life with the day-to-day. They are seeking a higher awareness, a connectivity. So through all of the work that you do, including your weekend workshops and
mm-hmm.
everything that you do, your appearances, your media,
yeah.
your outreach, your one-on-one sessions, your speaking engagements, your travel across the country – all of that is part of the Barbara Ann Rose package, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So, again, the
mind,
people are...
mind, body, spirit, for sure.
Yeah, people think they're disconnected, and sometimes they may feel like they are, but not really. It's all connected. You know, if you get a pain in your
yeah.
foot, well, maybe there's something else going on. What I like about what you do, Barbara Ann, is you really... don't just treat symptoms. You want to get to the core of things. And that's what's important, because we can always take a magic pill. We can always mask things. We can always numb things.
Right.
A lot of people are doing different things to numb pain, numb depression,
right.
numb stress. But you like to get to the core of it to try to solve it and help it along and alleviate it, so people don't have to turn to other unhealthy lifestyles and put themselves at risk and things that they do, right?
Right, right, absolutely.
Right.
I cannot, because when whatever type of work I'm doing,
yeah.
you can't
yeah.
take the spirit out of the body. I mean, in
That's right.
separate it, I mean, you know.
That's right.
If we're going to work
exactly.
with the physical body and transform the physical body, the spirit in us, you know, that changes too. It grows and it's empowering.
Absolutely. Our very special guest is Barbara Ann Rose. Go to her website, thespacebetweenthethorns.com, to learn more. Barbara Ann, so great to have you on the show today. Looking forward to chatting with you some more down the line. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. Jim Masters, CUTV News, for all of us here. Thank you for joining
You've been
us.
Listening
Have a great
to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.